When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Psalm 108. Lord, my heart is fixed today. Even when you get down to pray, there is some buzzing, there is something that's some electronic signal or your phone ringing, and you can't pray without interruption. It was told of one of those men of God who was told that the governor has come to call on you. And he said, you know, I have been seeking to get still with God, and I have got still with God now, and I do not want any interruption. So, please ask the governor to wait. You see, we don't see any such thing these days, isn't it? Governor means favors, and so rather than the favor that one has with God or from God, we relish more the favors of this world. So, my heart is fixed. Don't you think he had a multitude of things to do as a king, as a warrior? Don't you think he had many concerns which required his attention? Yes, he did. But my heart, O God, is fixed. That's it. The Lord Jesus Christ taught us to pray, Hallowed be thy name, the first petition. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Somehow, that first prayer which the Lord Jesus teaches us doesn't seem to really go down with us. Hallow his name as against advancing my name. You know, friends, the whole trouble, all our concerns, all our sorrows are with Mr. I. That's all it is. And if we can bring that Mr. I to the cross and hammer him down, you know, it would take some real hammering to hammer Mr. I down till you see a sea formed, Christ. You know, we don't want to apply ourselves that way. We don't want to enter into that crucified life. You know, William Penn, the founder, of course, of Pennsylvania, he had a book or booklet. I have not been able to get hold of it. I must, I suppose. In which the main thesis, the main thrust was, no cross, no crumb. That's it. Simple. No cross, no crown. We don't want the cross, do we? But when we come to the cross of Jesus, There is a fixation that takes place in our hearts. Our hearts get fixed. The love of the cross. And when that takes hold of you, then there would not be those slipshod efforts in your life or those slippery ways which you choose. Some of those digressions and diversions will not be there. I hate to see the word diversion when you are trying to find a place and it happens to be a new place and you don't know all the connecting roads and you see a sign there, diversion, maybe for road repairs or whatever. But I hate to see it because it means a roundabout way, you know, going round. And that's how we travel, you know. We spend our time going round and round and round, like a tethered cow. That's no way to live. We don't get very far that way. We're just traversing the same cycle. I see, I've had to tell a few people. Now, you have had a lot of treatment from the psychiatrist. And all I see is a cycle. You're going through this cycle periodically. Now, come. It's time to prove Jesus. You know, friends, there are certain diseases which are to be dealt with medically. Okay, but is not God greater than medicine? I owe everything to the Lord Jesus. I don't like to call it the, you know, talk very much about these things, because I hold that the greatest miracle of all is the change of heart. I told my doctor, look, I believe the greatest miracle of all is the change of heart which Jesus provides, which Jesus gives. Now, I found that several people that broke off that way from continual psychiatrist treatment with stronger and stronger drugs, they got free. The Lord freed them. There was nothing that a man could do. The Lord freed them. Somehow, my dear friends, when our heart is fixed and our affections are fixed, then we see progress. We see things happening. You know, it's not like something needs to be cranked up. Some of you may not know the old cars. To start them, you know, you had to go crank them up. And you had to be careful because sometimes that handle or whatever, it would recoil or come back on you unless you have a firm hold on it. You know, that was a horrible thing. Today, of course, you can start your car maybe from some distance or with just a touch. But those old cranking devices, let me tell you, they were tough, they were hard. And you couldn't have a weak person doing that. You needed a strong person. So if you keep on that way, cranking, pushing, prodding, we don't get very far. Life is too complex. And it's an avalanche that seems to fall on us, one after the other. so many obstacles and overpowering factors that we say, hey, I'm no strength to handle this. And I want to tell you, many people who get obsessed with the idea, let me commit suicide. What a horrible thought that is. Let me run the race. Let me fight the good fight. Jesus is with me. You see, instead of that, what are we doing? We succumb to circumstances. We throw up our hands. We get gloomy. We get despondent. And we throw around us a shroud of sorrow. What a horrible thing that is. What we are designed to bring is life and life abundant around us. If you will please turn to 112th Psalm, 7th verse, please. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. You know, my dear friends, my dad was a really extraordinary person. And he would lean upon no arm of the flesh. Relatives, oh, he had a lot of them. And yet he would not throw his weight upon anybody. You know, we're always throwing our weight on somebody else, you know. He would never throw his weight on anybody. He would never. I never saw my father confused. His trust was anchored in Jesus Christ. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Let us pray. Let us tell God, Lord, I want my heart to be fixed. I want to learn how to cast my cares upon you. Lord, cleanse me. Give me a heart which is fixed, not like a weathercock, but a heart which is fixed. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia, 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.